Today's daf is Shvuas daf lamid vav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf lamid hey omid beis, the last daf in Perek Shvuas Eidla. So another festa daf. So the Gemara had digressed a little bit. We were discussing Shvuas Eidos, and the idea that in order for a Shvuas Eidos to be considered such, the Shvua would have had to be made with the Shem Hashem. So whether the Eidim swore themselves, or whether they were Mushba Mipi Acherim, unless it was a Shvua in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shvua is not a Shvua. Stating that, the Mishnah had a very lenient, a very liberal definition of what Shvua B'Shem is. It doesn't have to be the Shem HaMefayrish, it doesn't even have to be any one of the Shem HaShe'inan M'chakim, but rather, as long as it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the kinuyim, the Mishnah said, Rachum, Chanon, Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed, even things like that, as long as it's understood that your kavana is to swear in the name of Hashem, even if you didn't actually utter the name of Hashem, and what you said wouldn't be considered a shame in other areas in halacha, but as it relates to Shvuas Eidos, that would be enough. The Gemara digressed from there and discussed different halachas regarding Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke out a little bit of Reid yesterday, Chuvus Rav Kiveger, Simon Chafei, the unbelievable Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tof Lamed Zayin, where he explains the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, why the Chachamim was so upset at Ben Kamsar that he didn't want to teach the Chachamim how to write with four pens at the same time. It was Negeya, Mechikas Hashem, every time the Sefer writes, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So, Yetz Hashem, more Reid today, but first, more Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Kol Shloimoi, Hu Amurim Shir Hashirim, Kodesh. Every time it says the word Shloima in Sefer Shir Hashirim, it's not referring to Shloima HaMelech, the author of Shir Hashirim. At first glance, you would think for sure. Rather, who is it referring to? L'misha HaShalem Shaloi. So Shir HaShirim begins. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima. And you would think, this is the book, the Sefer Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima that was authored. It was penned by Shloima HaMelech. That's not true. Truth. The Kikstanan in Rasha, the first Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Rashi says Shalom or Shloima doesn't mean Shloima HaMelech, but rather it's a kinoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mizeh, there's one Shloima in the entire Sefer Shir HaShirim that's actually referring to Shloima HaMelech, and that is this pasuk, Karmi Shali Lefanai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. He says, Karmi, my vineyard is before me, and that's a metaphor to Klal Yisrael. Ha'elef lecha Shloima, Shloima HaMelech, I'm giving you 1,000 Yidden for your army, umasayim v'noiter nespiryoi who are the rabbanim. But 200 you have to give to me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Shloima HaMelech, so to speak, and he says, I'm going to divide Klal Yisrael into 1,200 parts. 1,000 go to you, 200 go to me. But Al Kaponim, when it says Elef Lechot Shloimai, it's referring to Shloima HaMelech. So that's the only Shloima in Shir HaShirim that actually is Chayil. The rest are referring to Hashem. Yeshayim, some say Avzechot. There's another pasuk. The pasuk that says, Hinei mitasai shalish Shloimai shishim gibayrim savavla mi gibayri Yisrael. Pasuk that we're all familiar with. So who's that referring to? It's referring to not mitasai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather mitasai shal Shloima HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Avzevla mi boye. It sounds like this man, the Amar, is at. He's saying not only is the pasuk Karmi Shali Lefanai Elef Lecha Shloimai Chayil, but this pasuk is also Chayil. Okay, what's the big deal? But the Gemara says Elo Hadam Ashmuel. There's a memra from Shmuel in Amira that said Malchusa the Kotel Chad Mishisa Baalma Loi Miyansha. A government that enlists 1/6 of its populace to fight wars, Loi Miyansha. They're not going to be punished. But if you enlist more than that, you take more than 1/6. And you enlist them, that's already a bad thing. And how do we know that? Shenemar, from this pasuk, Karmi Shali Lefana. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking. He's saying, my vineyard is before me. Ha'elef lecha Shloima. And Shloima over here means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Shmuel. 1,000 go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'malchus ha'derekiya. U'masayim l'naitu nesperioi, 200 can go fight wars, l'malchus ha'da'ara. 200 out of 1,200 represents 1/6. So you see, 1/6, you can do whatever you want to do with them. You can put them on the front lines, they can even risk their lives. But a elef lecha shloime, 1,000, 5/6 have to be destined for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the point? You see from here that Shmuel teach the pasuk, a elef lecha shloime, that shloime doesn't mean shloime melech, but shloime means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Shmuel's an amir. Shmuel can't go kineged tanoi. We have a braisa where the braisa says, kol shloime amurim b'shir hashirim kodesh, with the exception of the pasuk, karmi shali lefanai ha elef lecha shloime, which is chayil. So he's kineged that man domar in the brayso. And even though there's a yesh oimrim in the brayso, the yesh oimrim says af zechol. I have another pasuk that's chol. He named mitasa shalosh shloimoy shishim gibayr savlab bigibayr yisrael. Meaning the first one is chol and the second one is chol. So the problem is Shmuel is loike tanakam of a loike yesh oimrim. And for the gemara elohachi kamar, you have to say the yesh oimrim is not adding on the first shita. Yesh oimrim is not saying in addition to the pasuk of karmi shali lefanaya elof lachash shloimoy being chol. Also he named Mitasin Shal Shloim is also chol, but rather Zeh Kodesh. The first pasuk is Kodesh. The Zehu chol the mitas. So you know which pasuk is chol. It's the pasuk of Hine Mitasin Shal Shloim. If that's the case, it comes out. It's in fact a machlokes tanoim in the brayso, the Tanakam and the Yesh Oimrim, whether the pasuk of Karmi Shali Lefanai is Kodesh or chol. Shmuel that says it's Kodesh. The Amar Ki Yesh Oimrim, he's going like the Yesh Oimrim. Kol Machay Amur B'Daniel Chol. If you go through Sefer Daniel, so Sefer Daniel talks a lot to Nebuchadnezzar and refers to him as a Melech. And the question is, the words Melech that appear in Sefer Daniel, is he talking in fact to Nebuchadnezzar? In which case, the word Melech Malchaya, it's written in Aramaic, is Chol, or maybe he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the same Braisa, every reference to Melech in Sefer Daniel is Chol, Chutz Mizeshu Kodesh, with the exception of one. Ant Malka Melech Malchaya, Di Elosh Shmaya Malchus Achisna V'Sakva V'Yikari Yahavloch. The Pasuk talks about the King of Kings and the God of Gods. Clearly we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Yesha Imrim Avzeh Kodesh. There's another Pasuk that's Kodesh. I mean, that's for sure Kodesh. No one's going to argue with that. But there's another Pasuk in Daniel that Lechura is Kodesh as well. Shenema Mori Chelma Lesonach Ufishrei Learach. The context over there is Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he goes to Daniel. He wants Daniel to be Poiser the Cholim. And Daniel turns and he says, Mori, my lord, my master, Chelma Lesonach, may the dream be upon your enemies. Ufishrei Learach, and may its interpretation be upon your enemies. So who's this Mori that Daniel's referring to? The context of the psukim seem a little like he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, but the Gemara says Laman Kamar Isol Kedaitach LeNebuchadnezzar Kamale, which at first glance is certainly the way it appears. Sanuse Mainu, who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? Yisrael Milat Kolait Luli Yisrael. Why would Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar that your bad dream should play itself out on your enemies? Essentially, he'd be cursing Klal Yisrael. Because who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? The Yidden. Elamai, what he meant was Mori. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Chelmo, let Nebuchadnezzar's dream fall upon Sanach, your enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not Mori as Nebuchadnezzar, because that would imply that Daniel wanted Nebuchadnezzar's dream to play itself out on Nebuchadnezzar's enemies. And that's certainly something that Daniel didn't want. The Gemara says, the Tanakhama clearly held that Mori, that reference to Malchaya is Chol, because the only reference that's not Chol is the pasuk that was mentioned earlier on Malko Melech Malchaya. So why would Daniel say such a thing? The Gemara is a poshet. Soyne Yisrael Ika Soyne Oivde Kichavim. Lucky you think Nebuchadnezzar only hated the Jews? He hated the Jews. Nothing to talk about. But there was Soyne Oivde Kichavim that he had as well, and that's what Daniel was referring to. He wanted that Nebuchadnezzar's dream should play itself out on his enemies. But which enemies was he mechavim to? He was mechavim to the Soyne Oivde Kichavim. And Enochinami, Nebuchadnezzar had Soinim that were Yisrael, and Avadi, he didn't want that it should fall upon those Soinim Yisrael. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Bechol kinuyim harei elu chayom. So the Mishnah said that in order for Shavuos Eidos to be subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos, it would have to be a Shavuah b'shem, but not just the Shem HaMefayrish or one of the Shem HaShe'enon HaMchakim, but really Bechol HaKinuyim, any one of the Kinuyim, even if a person would swear in the name of Rachum, Chanon, Misha Rachum Shalai, Misha Uchanon, that in of itself would be enough. Read the Gemara of Emini, I'll ask you a kasha. It says in the parashah of Soita Yita Hashem Oysach La'olav L'Shvuos. Again, we learn a lot of halachos in Hilcha Shvuos from Soita. What does Soita have to do with Shvuah? I mean, Soita is a story of an Eishes Ish. That's Mezana. Suffolk if she's Mezana. We bring her to the Makam HaMikdash. She drinks the Mei Soita, etc., etc. What in the world does Soita have to do with Shvuah? The reason is because when the Kohen would turn to the Soita and talk to the Soita about what may or may not happen, depending on whether she did the Avera or didn't do the Avera, he would curse her. But it wasn't just a curse. It was a Shvuah, as if she would be Makabel upon herself. B'shvua, I swear that if I'm guilty, I'm willing to take upon myself the inish haksuva b'tayr. So there was an element of shvua. She didn't recite the shvua. The koyin was mashpia her. All she did was say amen. That's where we learn the halach kala oina amen acha shvua kamaitz shvua mi pivdami. We learn gilgul shvua from saita. So there's a lot of halachas of shvuas that we learn from saita. This next gemara is another halacha of shvuas that we learn from saita. So says the gemara again. What's this price? So it says in the context of the saita, yitein Hashem oisach. In the event that you're guilty, that pasuk seems to be redundant. I'll tell you why. Because there's another pasuk in the Torah in a completely different part of the Torah. This is in Sefer Bamidbar Parashas Nasa. The other pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra, Parashas Vayikra. It's in the Parashas Shvuos Eidos. You know what it says in the Parashas Shvuos Eidos? V'shama koil Allah v'u'edai ra yada im lo yagid v'nasa avoinai. It says v'shama koil Allah nemar kan Allah v'nemar lahalon Allah. So we learn from the extra word Allah that's mentioned in the parasha of Saita that when it says Veshama Koil Allah in the parasha of Shvuah Sa'idos, you know what Allah there means? It means Shvuah. It doesn't say the word Shvuah in the parasha of Shvuah Sa'idos. That's the great irony of the parasha of Shvuah Sa'idos. It actually doesn't say the word Shvuah anywhere in the parasha. It says Veshama Koil Allah. Ask a child in Cheder or the man on the street, what's an Allah? And Allah is a curse. So the pasuk doesn't say anything about Shvuah. It sounds like somebody went over to somebody else. He started shouting him ice. He says, you know Eidus for me? Say Eidus. It doesn't say anything about Shvuah. But you know what it does say? It says the word Allah, miyutar, extra in the parish of Saita. We now can make gzeir shava between the parish of Saita and the parish of Shvuah. Say Eidus. And we say that ma, kan, just like here, meaning in Saita, Shvuah, Aflahalon, so too the parasha Shvuah Seidos Shvuah. And the brisa continues, Makan b'shem, just like in the parasha of Soita, that Shvuah was clearly with the shame Havaya. Yitain Havaya Oisach La'olu L'Shvuah. Aflahalon b'shem, so too over there it has to be b'shem. What do you see from this brisa? A head-on, blatant contradiction to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Shvuah Seidos needs to be b'shem. But the definition of Shem is very liberal. As long as it's a reference, even a kinoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such as Racha V'Chanan, that would be enough in order for it to be considered a Shvuah, a Shvuah Se'edos. And here you have a Braisa. The Braisa says that being that the whole din Shvuah of Shvuah Se'edos learned out from Saita, it has to be Dumya to the Shvuah of Saita. And that Shvuah was Yitin Hashem, as in Yitin Havaya, Yisach La'olah L'Shvuah, and has to be with the Shem HaMavayrish. Not like our Mishnah. So we have Luchura, a stira between our Mishnah and that price. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, like Kasha, Hara, Bechanida, Bar, Idi, Hara, Bonin. It's in fact, the Machlaik is Tanoim. Tanya, we're learning to the price. Bechanida, Bar, Idi, Yom, Yom, Amar, Tari, Shava, Valti, Shava. The Torah says, swear. Where does it say it? Now, it says it in a few places. But Rashi says, we're referring to the Pasik in Parashas Mishpatim, Shfuas Hashem, Tiyah, Bein Shneim, in the Parasha of Shfuas Hashoimrim. Valti, Shava. The Torah also says, don't swear. It says a few times, don't swear. We're referring to the pasuk of Laisi Shavu Bishmi Lasheker, Shvuah Sheker. The Torah says Kalel in the parasha of Soita. The Kohen would curse the Soita contingently, saying that in the event that you're guilty, you should be cursed. It also says Va'alta Kalel. There's an idea of Elihim Laisa Kalel, Laisa Kalel Cheresh. You're not let a curse. Said Rav Chanina Baridi, Ma Hishava B'Shem, Afloit Hishava B'Shem. And Ma Kalel B'Shem, Afloit Kalel B'Shem. But what we need for Rav Chanina Baridi is that Ma Hishava B'Shem, just like the Hishava of Shvuas Hashem Tiyah is B'Shem, with the Shem Amafoyer, Shvuas Havaya Tiyah, Bein Shneyem. So too, when the Torah says, don't swear, Laisa Shavu B'Shmi L'Sheker, it means don't swear with the Shem Havaya. So Chanina Baridi is in fact of the opinion that in order for a Shvuah, he's talking about Shvuah Sheker, but we're going to relate it to Shvuah Seidus as well. In order for a Shvuah to be a Shvuah, it would have to be not just B'Shem, but the Shem Havaya. He is going to be the Tana of the Braisa that says that it has to be Dumya to the Shvuah of Soita, again, which was with the Shem Havaya, as opposed to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not Rav Chanina Baridi. Our Mishnah holds that even a Kinu would be considered a Shem as relates to the Halachas of Shvuah. But the Gemara says, Rabbanon, what's the Makat? How did the Rabbanon know the Halacha of Shvuah and Shvuah B'Shem in the first place? As it relates to Shvuah Seidos, because Manav Shachig Miri Gzeir Shav, if they hold the Gzeir Shav from Soita and Ibayi Shem Amiyuchad, then you should need the Shem Amiyuchad and Eloi Gzeir Gmiri. And if they don't hold the Gzeir Shav, and that's why they hold you don't need the Shem Amiyuchad Gzeir Shav, Allah the Shvuah Yimin Alu. How do you even know that Allah is a Shvuah? Well, we have a problem over here. There are two halachas that we're learning from Soita. The two halachas we're learning from the extra word Allah in the parasha of Soita. We're learning that when it says v'shama kol elu b'shvua se'edos, it means shvua. And we're also learning that it has to be like the shvua of Soita. Yitein havaya oisach la'olu l'shvua. It has to be with the shema mefarsh. The Rabbanon don't hold of the second halacha. They hold it doesn't have to be yitein havaya. It doesn't have to be the shema mefarsh. B'chol ha'kinuyim would also be considered a shvua. At first glance, it sounds like then they don't hold of the gzeira shava. Because if they hold of the gzeira shava, you have to take it to the finish line. Elamai, they don't hold of the then how do they know that when it says v'shama kol Allah, it means shvua? Allah doesn't usually mean shvua. Allah usually means klala. So the Gemara nafku, they learn it not from gzeir shava, but more from a mamatzinu, like a gilui milsim. At the time you learn to the brayso, Allah in Allah, Allah shvua, Allah means shvua. V'chein oim, as the pasuk says, v'shpia hakoyen es ha'isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. Not gzeir shava Allah Allah. See, once you have a gzeira shava, you have to take it to the end. So you have to learn not only Allah means shvua, but also with the shema mefarish. It's more of a giloy. It's like a taich. Now you know Allah means shvua, because by Saita, the Torah says Allah, and it means shvua. The shpia koyne sa yishuvah shvua sa Allah. But the Gemara says, I didn't know that, Hasam. Shvua sa Allah ksev. When it says shvua sa Allah, so it's a shvua. And what's the point? Allah means klala. Shvua sa Allah means a shvua that's given. Knipped and gebinden with an Allah. But Allah in and of itself means a curse. Shvua in and of itself means a shvua. Shvua sa Allah is when they merge, when they come together. But how do you know v'shama kail Allah means shvua sa Allah? Because you find somewhere else shvua sa Allah, you find somewhere else shvua sa Allah. So shvua sa Allah means shvua sa Allah, but Allah means Allah, right? Hachi kama says the Gemara. Pshat in the Brayos is as follows: Allah in Allah, Allah b'shvua. Allah means b'shvua v'chein oimer v'shpia koyin es ha'isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. What do we need? Uminayin lasu shvua she'ini ma'Allah k'shvua she'yeshri ma'ulah. How do I know? And shvua se'edos, even if there was no Allah, all it was a shvua. Still, the halach is you have the parasha shvua se'edos talmud loymar v'shama koil Allah, and we learn from there v'shama Allah v'shama koil. The limud is because the word koil is extra. It could have said v'shama Allah. What's v'shama koil Allah? It's as if it would have said two things. V'shama koil is one thing. V'shama Allah is another thing. V'shama koil is referring to shvua. V'shama Allah is referring to Allah. So at the end of the day, it's not learned out from gzeira shava, from Saita. If it's not learned out from gzeira shava, Saita, you don't necessarily have to learn that the only time you have the parsha of shvua ha'edos b'shem is if it was made with the shem ha'mefarish. Omer ababo, minayim ba'Allah shishvua. How do you know that the word Allah means shvua? Shenema, from the following pasuk, a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says, v'yovei oisei ba'Allah. And the context over there is around the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, makes a pact with Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo was the last Melech Yisrael before Churban Bayis Rishon. Agrifas ha'melech was the last Melech Yisrael Bayesheni. But the last Melech Yisrael Bayis Rishon was Tzidkiyo. He was called Tzidkiyo because he was a tzaddik. The Gemara says he was a tzaddik, but his dor were Rishon, and it's for that reason that at the end of the day, the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. And at some point, Tzidkiyo makes a pact with Nebuchadnezzar, and the pasuk says, Vayyaveh Oysoi Ba'Allah. Now, what was that Allah? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you another pasuk. Let's varf a little Tanakh. Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar Morad, Asher Hishbiyah Belekim. So the pasuk over there describes a shvua. Yet the pasuk says, V'yavo Yoyse Ba'Allah. So what do you see? Allah and shvua mean the same thing. So Zok the Gemara, Amar Abavo, Minayi La'Allah Shishvua. How do I know that the word Allah could mean shvua? So that when it says V'shama Koil Allah, it could mean really V'shama Koil Shvua. I know it from Yecheskel Yud Zayin, Divrei Hayomim Beis Lamed Vav. You put it together, you know that Allah is a shvua. By the way, this shvua of Tzidkiyo and Nebuchadnezzar is discussed in the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, where the Gemara says Tzidkiyo violated his shvua. He said that he was matir shvua, and a lot of tzaras came from the fact that he was matir shvua. He went to a bezden, mutalach. So it's actually in some of the Geshmaka sugis in Masechtas Nedarim, obviously, ve'in kama koyim laharach. Tana, another braisa, me'inyan le'inyan. Arur, the word arur, boy nidui, it can mean nidui, as in cherim, boy klala, it could be a lashon klala, boy shvua, it could also mean shvua. Rashi says that it really depends on the context of what it was said. So if a rav or a bezin would turn to someone and say, you should be arur, and the context is mashma, that the rav is putting this person in cherim, he's going to be put in cherim. If it's in the context of a klala, it's klala, and if it's in the context of a shvua, it would be shvua. Zok the Gemara, how do you know that? Boy nido, you know it's nido d'chsev. Oiru meiroiz, omer malach Hashem. Oiru orer yoishveha. So it says orer. V'omar ulo barba meyashi puri shamti barok lemeiroiz. So the context over there is Barak ben Avinoyam. And he's putting meiroiz into cherim. And the pasuk says, Oiru oru yeshvel oiru meirais. He used the word oru. So you see, the word oru can mean chir. By klala, how do you know that the word oru can mean klala? Dichsev ve'ela yamdu ala klala har grizim har eval. So the ones that were yamdu ala bracha, they were in har grizim. The ones that were yamdu ala klala, they were in har eval. Fixiv. So now there's going to be klalois that are going to be said in the direction of the six shvatim that are standing on har eval. And what does the pasuk say? Oru ha'ish asher yaseh pesel. Doesn't say klala, doesn't say Allah. It says Arr. So you see, Arr is a code word. It's a synonym. It could also mean klala. And by Shvua, where do you find that word Arr? Can you Yashbi Yeshua Be'esahi Leimar? Arr ha'ish lifnei Hashem. It's in the context of Yerichai, of the last staff of Perek Chelik fame. So Yeshua Benon swears, he says that any person that's going to rebuild Yerichai, terrible tsaris are going to befall him. The Pasuk says, Vayashba Yehoshua. And what did he say? Orer ha'ish lifnei Hashem. So he's making a shvua and he's using the word orer. So you see, orer is a lashon shvua. But the Gemara says v'dil matarti avadahu. Maybe Yeshua ben did two things: ashbeinu v'laitinu, similar to what you have by the seita shvua sa'Allah. How do you know that vayashba and orer is the same thing? As if orer is the pirush of vayashba, which would be a raya that orer is a lashon shvua. Maybe Yeshua ben did two things. Number one, vayashba. He made the person swear that they won't do it, or Klal Yisrael swear that they won't do it. And then he said, Oru ish, lefnei Hashem. How do you know it's the same thing? Elam Yachi, you're right. Ve'ish Yisrael, nigash b'yeh mahu v'yoyol shol l'sa'om leymar, Oru ish ashe yoychal v'goymar, v'ksiv v'yoynesan l'shama b'ashpia aviv esom. The context over there is that Shol HaMelech is about to fight against the Plishtim, and he's goyzer tainus. And he says, v'yoyol shol. You have v'yoyol in this week's parasha. Parshas Shmoyz, Vayoyel Moshe Losheves. Yoyel is a Loshen Shvuah. So he swears, and what's the Shvuah? Orer ha'ish, Asher yoychalechem. Then nobody's allowed to eat, and Yonason ben Shol didn't know about the Shvuah, and he ate. What did he eat? He took Ktzeh HaMata, and he dipped it B'yaris HaDevash. Either way, so you see Vayoyel, which is a Loshen Shvuah, and you see Orer. But the Gemara says, V'dom ha'chi nami, tarti avaluhu, ash be'inu, v'laytenu. Maybe here too there were two things. Like the Gemara makes it v'orer. It doesn't say v'orer. It just says orer. V'orer would suggest two things. Number one, swear you're not going to eat. And number two, if you eat, I'm letting you know now. I'm cursing you. It didn't say v'orer. It's mashma. It's one, as if orer is a code word for shvuah. But the Gemara says, hashtad asas lahachi, asam nami like sivar. Once you want to go down this road and you want to be medayik, the fact that it doesn't say v'orer, then you could bring a raya that orer is a lashon shvuah from something previous. You can learn it from Yeshua ben Nun by Yerichai exhale. So before we go weiter, just one festa ha'orer. So again, we're learning here a real festa daf, and there's so many different directions we can go with this, but try to chaperain at least a little bit of raid. The Gemara on daf lamed hey amid aleph brought a braisa, and the braisa discussed certain shemois that are nimchakim and certain shemois that are in nimchakim. The braisa said, Elohein shemois she'ein nimchakim. What are examples of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are in nimchakim? And the braisa said, Kigoin Kael, Eloi Kecho, Eloi Kin, Eloi Kechem, Eker Asher Eker, Aleph Dalud Yud Hey, Shakai. These are examples of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person is not allowed to be moichik. If you look in the Rishonim, there's a lot of different gersois in the Rishonim, what exactly these names are. Meaning, we have the gersa the way we have it in front of us, but if you look in the Rishonim, there's many different gersois. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Reish, Ayin Vav, Siv Kotin Tes, the Mechaber says as follows, Osur Limchoik, Afilu Ois Achas, Mishiva Shemoy She'ina Nimchokim. It's also to be moichik, even one letter, from the seven names that are in Nimchokim. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch says, that at the end of the day, there's Sheva Shemoy She'ina Nimchokim. It's seven. Eluhain, these are the Sheva Shemois, Shem Havaya, the Shem Adnus, the Kael, Eloika, Eloikin, Shakai Tzvokois, the Yesh Garson, and some say Eke Asher Eke. Now, if it's Eke Asher Eke, which one do you have to take out? I am Bibir Agro, and I am Benoist Kalem of a Poiskin. It's fascinating which Shemois are Shemois, which are not, which are really all part of the same shame, like Elika, Elikim, Elikenu, Elikechem, Elikem. Are they one? Are they several? So there's a lot of interesting raid in terms of understanding Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is, the Mechaber says, there are seven names, Shemois, the Makar, of course, is The Shulchan Aruch's Girsa in our Braisa Shfuas Daf Lamed Hei Yom Aleph. I'm forwarding. The Ama at the end of Simin Reish Ayin Vav says as follows: Va'aso lichtoiv shem lekatchila shloi b'sefer. It's also to write one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekatchila on a piece of paper, that you know there's a possibility it's going to be thrown in the garbage, or it may come l'idei b'zayin. And so that reason, says the Ramah, the Minhag Yisrael is that people don't write Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a letter. So if you're sending somebody a letter, you don't write one of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's a really good chance it's going to end up in the garbage. And we just said, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be moichik the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being that you can't be moichik the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sif katon of that halacha, says the Ramah, is to be very careful before you write the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you have no intention, chalila, to erase the name of Hashem. But this could be a geder of Tov HaShein HaMeschavim, B'Psik Reisha. Inevitably, at some point, there may be a Mechikas Hashem. Bottom line, the Ramah says, it's the Minhag Yisrael Torah, Shaloi Lichtoiv, Shem Be'igeres. Then the Ramah continues. He says, V'yesh Nezarim, there are people that are even more mendactic. They are careful, Afilu B'mila Shaloim. Even the word Shaloim, Shaloi Ligmar Ksivasai. That if they're going to write the word Shaloim on a piece of paper, they don't write Shin Lamid Vav Endemem. But rather, they'll write Shin Lamid Vav Metashtrechel. But they're not going to complete the name. The Ramah doesn't give a reason. Say the Noisa Kalim, what's pshat in this Ramah? Shalom, what does Shalom have to do with anything? It's based on a Tosfos in Masechta Soita, Daf Yudam and Aleph. Tosfos over there asks a gevaldig akasha. In our Gemara, we had Sheva Shem Moshe in and Imchakim, whatever the Girsa is, but it's seven. It's very Tosfos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yudam and Bey says as follows. Rav Amnuna said in the name of Ula, Asu la'adam shitein shalom l'chaver b'veis merches. It's also for a person who meets his friend in a base of merches to say shalom aleichem. You can't greet him with the word shalom. And the reason is, mishum shenema vayikra lo yashem shalom. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. He can't be masked the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a base merches. As a result, said Rav Hamnuna, in the name of the great Amor Ula, that it's aser to greet your friend in a base merches with the word shalom. It comes out then that shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it mentioned in the Brais and Shavuos Eidos that should be an Issa Mechiko? So again, this Gemara is a Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud. This Tosfos is a Masechta Soita Daf Yud. But Freik Tosfos Soita Daf Yud Amin Aleph, how come the name shalom is not mentioned? If you can't be masculine in the base merches, this should be an Issa Mechiko as well. The Eish Shloimar says, Tosfos Venira de Tana Veshayer. And Chanavi, it's really awesome. Tana Veshayer, the Brisa didn't mention all the names. There's another name that the Brisa left out, and what's that name? Shalom. Zog the Shach, Zog the Goyin, say the Noisa Kalim. It's Pasha, that was the Makar of the Ramah. The Ramah's Makar, this Minig, Yesh Medaktikin, that people are Makbin not even to write Shalom on a piece of paper that is going to eventually end up in the garbage. It's based on this Tosfos, where Tosfos says that Shalom is one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can't be masculine in the base of Merchitz, that's Halacha Psukah. The member of Ula, Shabbos, Taf Yudam, Adbeis, so too there should be an Issa Mechik. It's not mentioned, Tana Veshayer. But it's Aser. If it's Aser, that's why it's mentioned. It's interesting, the Pesachei Tshuva brings a Radvaz. The Pesachei Tshuva brings that the Radvaz discussed this in the Tshuva, and the Radvaz says that even if somebody wants to be Machmer like the Tosfos, which essentially is this Yesh Oimrim in the Ramah, it's Pasha, you would only be Machmer if the word Shalom that's being used or written was in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like in the context of a greeting, Shalom Aleichem. But let's say somebody's writing a piece of, writing a letter, and in the letter he's talking about Shalom Bayis, or the word Shalom in a context where it's clear that he doesn't mean the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that case, there's nothing to talk about, says the Radvaz. It's Pashit, there's going to be no Kpeda. So even this Kpeda of Afilu B'mila Shalom, Shalai Ligmar Ksivasai, the Radvaz clarified that's only where there's a possibility that your Kavana is Shalom. Your Kavana is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's no possibility that your Kavana is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that case, there's going to be no issues. By the way, just as an aside, when we say Shalom Aleichem, we mean Shalom, we mean the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that's the way it was initially intended. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nundal Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, the Chachamim made a takana, that when you greet your friend, you should say Shalom Aleichem. It's not just some custom that somehow evolved over time. No, it was a takana, it's a Mishnah. It's the last words of Mishnayos in Masechtas Brachos. The Mishnah says, the Chachamim made a takana that when you greet your friend, you say, Shalom Aleichem, why? Because it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't it like a zilzul in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes, but speaks out Rashi. The reason is because at the end of the day, people were being Masiach Das from Hashem. So in the morning, you'd go daven, you do the daf, you do your thing, but you know, during the day, 9 to 5, sometimes people would be Masiach Das. So the Chacham wanted, you should never be Masiach Das from Hashem. So you meet your friend, you say, Shalom Aleichem. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember Hashem's name. And even though it comes with a little bit of an invoice, because there's an idea of Zilzel, Ace, Lasis, Lashem, Eferu, Teir, Sechel, and that's the reason. So Shalom really means Hashem's name. If it really means Hashem's name, when you're using it in that context, you have a Tosis Society Daf Yud, based on the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud, that you should be Makbid, that it's one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, if it's being done in a more, in a manner where it's clear that you don't mean Hashem, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. L'maisa, the Shach says that he doesn't know whether Amos saw this Yesh in the Sarim. I've never seen anyone be Makbid on that. And the Minig Yisrael has never been to be Makbid. And even though there's a Tosfos, but the Poskim don't bring this Tosfos Halacha. So the Shach says, L'maisa, you don't have to be Chayesh for it. It's interesting, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's an Erech Chaim Chelek Dalet, where Rav Moshe was asked, bottom line, if I'm writing a letter and I want to write Sholem, I should be Makbid, I shouldn't be Makbid. The Ramah brings it, Chachuva brings the Chuva from the Radvaz, the Shach says no one's Makbid. So what's the bottom line? Should you be Makbid or should you not be Makbid? It's a fascinating Chuva, we don't have time to go through it. Rav Moshe goes through it in great detail. Rav Moshe says that when I write Chuvas, I write Sholem. He said, but don't bring rayas for me, because my tshuvas are divrei Torah. I mean that the divrei Torah, that anyway is not ending up in the garbage. Again, the whole shaila is if somebody's writing a regular igeres shalom, or igeres of reyos, where there's a possibility it's going to end up in the garbage, so yesh lachkar, is shalom like one of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can't write on such a letter? Or is it not? Yesh nazarim, no one's makbid, whatever. But in terms of my own tshuvas, Rav Moshe says, don't bring a raya, and he goes through literally every single different context in which you can use the word shalom, shalom uvracha. Says shalom uvracha zikr, you don't mean the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Just like when you said bracha, you want the person to have bracha. When you say shalom, may you be blessed with peace and with blessings, right? Shalom uvracha, whatever. But the point is, shalom aleichem is a little tricky. Or if you just use the word shalom, he says that's the trickiest. Because just saying shalom, that could be like a yad, where you're starting to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you. Bottom line is, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He discusses it twice in Siman Mem. Siman Mem is one of the tshuvas. We has a whole bunch of different anafim. He responded to 20 different shailas in one Siman. Later in Siman Mem, that's where it is, it's Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem, he comes back to this inyan and he discusses, could you give someone who's not wearing a yarmulke shalom aleichem? So you meet someone, he's not wearing a yarmulke, can you tell him shalom aleichem? Why not? Because he's going to say aleichem shalom. And the halacha is you're not allowed to be masked the shem shemayim begilui rosh if you're not wearing a yarmulke. So maybe you shouldn't even be able to tell him shalom aleichem. And he goes through the same shmooze. When you say shalom aleichem, what really do you mean? It's a fascinating truth of the way Rav Moshe goes through it. But I'll just conclude this discussion with an interesting anecdote. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichtel, he's the author, of course, of the Eim HaBonim Samecha, but he wrote Shailos HaTshuvas Mishnah Socher. Listen to a tshuva that he wrote in 1937. He wrote, Ro'isi b'tzavos Rabbeinu Agoyin HaKadosh miminkach bal minchas aluza. He said, the minchas aluza, the minkach Rebbe wrote in his tzava, he asked his chassidim that when they go to the mikvah and they're toivel, they should toivel an extra time as a liyah for his neshama. So if their minig is to be toivel once, do it twice, three times, you should do it four times. Just add one dip, one tvila in the mikvah, it should be an ilui for his neshama. So Rav Teichtel said that when he saw that, he had a tremendous desirous, because Rav Teichtel Nebuch lost his son before the war. And he said that he felt that if the Mikach Rebbe held that it's an ilui for a neshama to be toivel in the mikvah, say he felt that he's going to do the same thing for his sons. I'm going to read to you inside. Say he says, when I saw this savar from the Munkach Rebbe, kibalti olay lasvis kein, gam betoivas nishmas bini, klichem dasi, habachar ha'iloi, hanifla kemar shalom. His name was Sholem. Zeichet Tzadik v'kodesh v'racha. She nevad mimeni b'avinoisei sherabu b'chav vav tamuz b'shon azu tof reish tzadik zayin. V'koydem ha'tfila ba'adoi. And every time I go to the mikvah, before I do the extra tefillah for him, ani yomer, hareini toivel atzmi b'shvil nishmas b'ni Sholem. But he says, v'ol ha'safek b'libi. I realize that maybe I'm making a mistake. Im yoy lasis kein, is it appropriate to do this? Halei b'perikam, the Shabbos daf yod amid beis amru, the asa loy m'sholim b'beis merchitz, b'mokoyim sholim d'marumim, mishum d'shem gufei yikri sholim. So maybe I'm not allowed to say it. It's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to be maske sholim. Now he meant his son sholim. But maybe it should be asa. But he realized afterwards that it's really totally in an age-old shayla. A shayla that the G'dayli HaPoskim discussed, that the Rajba already discussed in the Tshuva, and the Chassam Sofer discussed in the Tshuva, Yaakov Avner discussed in the Tshuva. And that is women, when they go to the mikvah, and they make a bracha, al atfilah. When do they make the bracha? Do they make the bracha when they're in the mikvah and the Beis Achitzayin? So there's different, it's a very, very loaded discussion. But the bottom line is, said Rav Teichdal, at first glance, if a woman can make a bracha and a mikvah, and there's no issue of erva, etc., then Lechuri doesn't see why his situation would be different. But again, this is Lechuri at first glance a chumrah, because at the end of the day, you have a Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva brings the Radvaz. That Radvaz seems to say that the only time it's going to be an issue is if your kavana really is Shmoy Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to write Shalom Bayis, for example, in a letter, that's not a problem. I may end up in the garbage, but being that your kivun certainly wasn't the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's not an issue. Maybe there's a chiluk between being masked the Shem Shemayim versus writing the Shem Shemayim, which is anyways only a Chumra Ba'alma, I'm not sure, but the bottom line is, just a fascinating anecdote as it relates to this idea. Zok to Gemara Vayit, we have a lot more Gemara to do. Amar Rav Yisrael Reb Chanino, Amen, the word Amen. So we're mentioning what the word Allah could mean, different definitions of it, different definitions of the word Arur, different definitions of the word Amen. Amen, Boi Shvua, it's a Lashon Shvua, Boi Kabbalah's Dvarim. The word Amen is used sometimes in the context of I accept, I take upon myself to do what you are suggesting I do. And boy had manas dvarim, and it's also miloshin, I agree. Meaning what you just said, I agree with. Boy shvua, you find that, I mean shvua, dichsiv amra isha, amin amin. That we learn from there, kala oina amin acha shvua, kamaita shvua mi pivd amin. So you see, amin could be a lashon shvua. Meaning all you have to do is say the word amin, and that makes you a mujba mi piyatzma. Boy kabbalah zdvarim, dichsiv aro, ashola yakim, is divri atayra azois, lasi soisam. So there were toichicha and klolois that were spewed in the direction of Klal Yisrael, v'amar kala am, amin. Meaning they took upon themselves, we accept this klolo loyaleno. And boy amonas dvarim, it also means that I agree with the aforementioned. I'll tell you two interesting Rashis. Number one, by Kabbalah's Dvarim. Look at Rashi inside. Two people sit down, they're engaging in a business transaction, and they stipulate, meaning they say, that as a tonight to the transaction that we're doing, you have to do kach v'kach. V'omer ome. And the other party says, I agree. Kibel Dvarov, v'chayev l'kayev tonight. So Reuven tells Shimon, I'll sell you my ox on the condition that you do kach v'kach. Amen. The halach is he has to fulfill the tonight. Freik Reb Kiveger, right? You see the little circle? Takes you to the Gilyon Hashas. Freik Reb Kiveger, Gilyon Hashas. Where's the halacha that if two people engage in a transaction, you have to be mekayim the tonight. You have to be mekayim the tonight? As if you're not mekayim the tonight, midva sheker tirchok, you're getting involved in sheris yisrola yasu avlo. No one ever said such a halacha. Tanayim just define their magda, the transaction. If you keep the Tanay, it's chalbikin. If you don't keep the Tanay, it's nacha. You made it. Okay, you stipulated the Tanay. But that there should be a chiv to be mekayim the Tanay, boy kabolas dvarim, you have an obligation to suddenly keep the Tanay. Lo ro'inu v'lo shamanu, Reb Kiveger says, he begins his kasha with lo yodati, and he concludes it with v'tzarechim. Kiveger says, I don't understand Poshim Shah, where Rashi got that from. As it relates to Baya Manas Dvarim, so what is that? Nageya, that's the most often context of the word Amen, and that is when you hear a bracha, you say Amen. So what's Amen? Hamanas Dvarim. You're agreeing with what was just said. Just read to the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet says, V'yanu Amen Achar Kol Bracha, Bein Oysam Sheyatzu Yudei Tefillah, Bein Oysam Shelo Yatzu, U'bekavana Sheichavim Beliboy. What's the kavana that a person's supposed to have when he says Amen? Emes Hi HaBracha, Shebirech HaMevarech, V'ani Maimen Bozeh. It's Emes, and I believe it. Boy Hamanas Dvarim. Ani Maimen Bozeh. And the Poskim speak out that if it's not a bracha as in a brichas hashevach, brichas hadov, but it's like a tefillah, then you're supposed to say, Amen ken yehiratzen, or at least that's what the kavana is supposed to be. Zok to Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lav, the word lav is shvua. Hein, shvua. So if somebody says, loy, that is in and of itself a lashon shvua. It sounds like a chiddush. But the Gemara says, Mishlam, lav shvua, you find lav in the context of shvua, dechsev, v'lo yia oida mayim lemabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. After the mabel, he says, I'm never going to bring water again as a mabel. What about esh? Chaim's kasha. Ki mei noyach zoisli ashen ishbati. And then you find The pasuk refers to what Hashem said when He said Lo yiyeh oid ha'mayim l'mabul as a shvua. Ki mei noyach zoisli asher nishbati. See, loy is in and of itself. Where did Hashem swear? He didn't say shvua. Elamai loy is a lashon shvua. Elahein shvua minolon. So again, bishlei malav shvua that you can learn from noyach. But how do you know hein shvua? Zoch the gemara svaru mi lav shvua hein nami shvua. Lav shvua hein should also be shvua. Amar Rava, Rava said v'huda amar lav lav treizim. A very important caveat. It's only if you said lav lav. You said it two times. V'huda amar hein hein treizim. Nechsev leikar is kol baser oy mimei amabul. And then v'loyia oy damai. Hashem said it twice. And just like, again, the whole Makar that Hain is a Lashon Shvua is from Lav, and by Lav it was twice, Hain Nami Trei Zimni would have to be twice. The Mishnah said, HaMekalul B'Kulon. If someone is Mevarech Es Hashem, the Loch is Yischayev Skilo. Which Shem? It was a Machloikis in the Mishnah. HaMekalul B'Kulon Chayev. Divi Ramei. Ramei says any one of the Shemes. V'chomim Poitshem, the Chomim say, you're Potter unless you're Makalul. With the shame I'm a first. Tan Rabbanon, Ish Ishki, Kalalikov, and also Chatimat Hamadloimar, Falikfar Nemar, Venoikev, Shame Hashem, Moisumas. Why didn't the two psukim that say that if a person's Makal Hashem is going to be Chayb Miso? It's like, tomorrow I'll tell you, Yochel, 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 Shame Am Yuchel Bavad, because had it said, Venoikev, Shame Hashem, Venoikev, Shame Avaya, I would have thought you only chayv the shem am yuchman. Neither Rabbi says akinuyin. How do you know that if someone's mekalo yakke yosi es yosi? Remember the gemaras in Sanhedrin. How do you know you have to be mekalo as Hashem with the name of Hashem? Yakke yosi. Yosi is the euphemism. Why yosi? Rashi says four osias, and it's the same gematria as one of the shemes. But the bottom line is, the noikiv shem is shem havaya. How do you know, even if it's not the shem havaya, that's the other pasuk. Ish ishki yekalel eloikov. Eloikov is a shem, but it's not the shem havaya. Mikomokim, and you see, still it's an issue. Divir Rameir, chachomim moimer, the chachomim say, Hashem yuchu b'miso, v'alikinuim b'azor. Chachomim argue, this is more sugi, mesech the Sanhedrin, but for our purposes, the chachomim don't agree with this drasha, so they hold of a noikiv shem Hashem, shem havaya. As it relates to one of the other shemes, azor, yeah, but not Moisumas, you're not going to be chayiv skilva. Makal oviv ve'ima. If someone's makal oviv ve'ima, again, only with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is he chayiv skilva. Which name? Same machloikis. According to Rameyer, any one of the shemois. According to Chachamim, only the shem miyuchin. Man Chachamim, who's this Chachamim? Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yosi. Tanya, Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yosi, Yoyim, Ebenok ve'ishem yumas. Matam eloim Hashem. Limeid ala makal oviv ve'ima ish eni chayiv. Ad sheyikalul b'shem. The chachamim that say you're only chayiv if you're mekalul ovav v'imoy with the shem amafayrish is Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosi in this brayso, where Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosi said that we learn from benokvoy shem yumas that the only time you're chayiv is if you're mevarech or you're mekalul ovav v'imoy with the shem amafayrish. Now that pasuk of benokvoy shem yumas, if you look for it in the psukim of mekalul ovav v'imoy, you're not going to find it, because that pasuk is really talking about being mevarech as Hashem. It's the end of the pasuk we mentioned earlier. V'noikev shem Hashem mois yumos, and then the pasuk concludes b'nokva yumos. But in einoy inyan lemekvarich es Hashem, because there's already psukim that talk about that. Tneyu inyan lemekal ovav imay akuponim, but it's from that pasuk. That is the whole makar that mekal ovav imay would only be chayef if it's with the name of Hashem and not any name of Hashem. But dafka with the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, makal atzmei v'chaveri. What about if someone's makal atzmei v'chaveri? So there the Mishnah didn't bring a machloikis. The Mishnah says, any one of the shemois, you're over. Now what's the iser? Lois asay. V'yamakvarech es Hashem, that's skilo. Makal ovav v'imoy, skilo. Any other type of klala, there's no chi of misa. It's a lois asay, elikim lois akala cheresh. There's psukim, but it's not misa. Over there, again, the Mishnah didn't mention a machlokes. I'm Rav Yana, because over here everybody agrees. There's no one that holds that klolo, which is a lesser type klolo. It's not misa, it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not your parents. So that type of klolo is not treated as stringently. And over there, even the Chachamim are going to agree, where there's no machlokes, there's no idea that it has to be with the Shem HaMefarish. Atzmoy, okay, what's the makar? How do you know you're not allowed to curse yourself? It's amazing. You see, you can curse yourself. A person can harm himself with his own thoughts or klala. Is an unbelievable thing. A person has an obligation to take care of himself. And so if it says, means you have to watch yourself, take good care of yourself, don't curse yourself. V'chaveri, how do you know you're not allowed to curse your friend? D'chsiv, lo yisekalel cheresh, yakcha Hashem, yakchaim elokim zui ala k'suv b'tayr. We mentioned that in the halacha, mujvet b'yachem, by shvuas ha'edos, it doesn't have to be shvua, but if somebody was mashbia, somebody, the edim, with one of the klolos, hamures b'tayr, yakcha Hashem, yakchaim elokim, that's Allah Ksuva Batayra. The Pasuk says, Vashama Koil Allah. That would be enough to render something Mujbi Piacherim regarding the Allah Shu said, Yasrav Kano Kamid Rav Yehuda. The Yasav Kamar Hamasisa Kidatanan. He was saying over this Mishnah, Omalay. So Rav Yehuda told Rav Kano Kane. Don't say it that way. Because he felt like he was talking to him. Yakcha, right? You're talking to your chavrusa, and you're mentioning psukim and the toichacha that are talking to the person that you're talking to. It's not kishmak. So Rav Yehuda told Rav Kahana, Kane, flip it. It's not proper. Say yakim. Say more in the third theoretical sense, but not yakcha when you're talking to somebody, because it sounds like Yibim Rav Yehuda was getting a little nervous. Yosef, Rabban Kavid Rav Kahana, similar story. The Yosef Kamar, there was Talmud Chacham who was sitting in Rav Kahana, and he said the same thing, but he was quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Gam Kel Yitotzcha. Hashem is going to destroy you, Lanetzach, forever. Yachtecha, Hashem will break you. V'yisachacha me'oil, He's going to rip you out of your house. V'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim, He's going to uproot you me'eretz chayim, Selah, forever. So it's a very scary pasuk. Amaleis, Rav Kahana, who had learned this from Rav Yehuda, so he told him, Kane, don't say it that way, even though this is a pasuk. So the Gemara tied to the one, you need two pasukim to bring the same point. Ma'od, teimich, v'od gavot me'nu hanim ilu masnitzin, a Mishnah, you could be mahapich. Maybe it's in a prop. At the end of the day, it's a pasuk. You're reading a pasuk, you flip a pasuk, doesn't sound like the right thing to do. Kamash malon, that because of this idea of klala, you should be sensitive. Al yakcha, v'yivarechacha, v'yetev lach, remeir mechayiv, v'chacham in poichim. So the Mishnah said, what if somebody is teveya, edim to say edos? Please say edos on my behalf. He's not mashbia them. He also doesn't say klala. But what he does is he tells him, if you're going to say edus, al yakcha, nothing bad's going to happen to him. U yivarechacha, u v'yetev lach. Remeir mechayiv, v'chacham poichim. Now, what's the basis to say chayiv? The basis to be chayiv would be, because it sounds like you're saying, if you'll say edus, nothing bad is going to happen. Michlal lavata shemeyahen. That if you don't say edus, something bad will happen. So it's like an indirect way of being mekal the person. So do you have a klala or do you not have a klala? What did the Mishnah say? Remeir mechayiv, v'chacham poichim. So the Gemara from here until the end of the parak is going to show us five or so other places in Shas, we have the same shayla. Do you say michlal lavata shemeyahen? Or do you not say michlal lavata shemeyahen? It's a lumbish Gemara, but we're going to do what we do. So, the Gemara, it comes out from our Mishnah, it sounds like Rameir holds michlal lavata shemeyahen, and the Chachamim hold, you don't say michlal lavata shemeyahen, but Leslie Rameir, michlal lavata shemeyahen. It's not true. We know Rameir does not hold michlal lavata shemeyahen, and the context is tenoyim, every single tonight. Rameir Shita in the Mishnayis and third parak Masechtas Kedushin, parak Omer is that in order for a tonight to be a tonight, it has to be a tonight kafel. So Hariat Mekudesh Asli Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz. That's not a tonight according to Rami. You'd have to say Hariat Mekudesh Asli Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz. Vimloi Titnili Masayim Zuz. Harei At Mekudesh Asli. You're not married to me. You have to speak out both stardom. Meir learns it out from the tonight that's mentioned in the Torah. The tonight they got of Nei Ruvain. When Moshe Rabbeinu made a tonight when they bought of Nei Ruvain, they wanted to settle Be'ivra Yardin. Moshe Rabbeinu said, fine, but you're not going to exempt yourself from fighting the war that we're going to fight when we enter Eretz Kanan. So if you're willing to fight, but not just fight on the front lines, then I'll give you Eretz Gilad. What was the Russian that Moshe Rabbeinu used? Im Yavru Bnei God of Nei Ruvain, Itchem Esa Yardin, Kol Chalutz Lamucham Lefnei Hashem, V'nich B'sharetz Lefneichem, Unisatom Es Eretz Agilis Lachuza. Then I'll give you the land, the Be'ivra Yardin. The Im Lo Yavru, and then he hazarded it, he said it in the reverse. If you're not going to cross, then you're going to end up living with us in Eretz Kanan. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu's Tanai was Tanai Kafel. Rameir learns from there that every Tanai has to be Tanai Kafel. But the Gemara holds that Rameir's halach of Tanai Kafel is nishkan prostig zeres hakasav. There's an underlying svara. What's the svara? Do you say michlal lavat shemeyahin or do you not say it? If you say michlal lavat shemeyahin, tain is the Gemara, why is there a halach of Tanai Kafel? Muzain, Rameir who holds you need Tanai Kafel, albeit from a makar, but Rameir who holds you need Tanai Kafel must be of the opinion that you don't say michlal lavat shemeyahin. That's why you have to
put a belt and suspenders on it, right? You have to do it both ways. If yeah, yeah, if no, no. Make it 100%. You write it the way an attorney would write a document. You make it 100% clear. Because we don't make inferences when it comes to halacha. Not in the halachas of Tanayim, the Mechura, so too, not in the halachas of Shmuel Eidos. So how can it be Dafker a mayor who says, Al Yakcha, Yivarechcha, Yetavcha, he holds it's a Lashon Shvua. In other words, Michal Avat Hashem Ehen, Freit the Gemara, Valles, Leder Ramea, Michal Avat Hashem Ehen, Ember the Gemara, Epoch. Best answer, you have to flip it. And a chenami, you have to say, Ramey is the one in our mission that says it doesn't work, and the Chacham are the ones that say it does work. Ramey l'shitasai does not hold Michal Avat Hashem Ehen. That's when our mission, it's not going to work either. Kios Rav Yitzchak, but problem is, Rav Yitzchak went to Eretz Yisrael, and when he came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I heard in Eretz Yisrael, the Lamdim and Yushalayim, and they learned this Mishnah, Tanakid the Tanan, they're not Mapach the Drosh, Mishnah. They don't have Rameyah saying Potter and the Chachamim saying Chayiv. They have Rameyah saying Chayiv and the Chachamim saying Potter. Rav Yosef said, Hashtu Danan Tanachi, we had a Messiah. That Rameyah is the one that holds Chayiv in our Mishnah. V'chiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Hachi. Rabbi Yitzchak said in Eretz Yisrael, they have the Zelpika Messiah. Shema Mino Davke Tanan. It must be the real Gersa. We can't flip it. El Akasha. So you have Akasha. So to Gemara, you have to say a Svar already. This is where we start getting a little lumpish. Ki Lesle B'mamoyna. Avo B'Yisura Isle. There must be a chilek between Mamoyna and Isser. Rameyah's Halach of Tanai Kafel, that's discussing Mamoyna. Our sugi shvuas eidos it's shvuas. Shvuas is negeya iser. And being that shvuas is negeya iser, not mammon, it's for that reason. It could be Rav Meir holds that you don't say michal avat shmeihem when it comes to mammon. He holds you do say michal avat shmeihem when it comes to iser. What's the svara? We don't have time to go into that. But in terms of the chilek, we have it. One is mammon, one is iser. I shvuas eidos is only negeya betvias mammon. So if it's only negeya betvias mammon, maybe shvuas eidos should gufa be considered mammon. The Gemara is going to say it. But either way, I couldn't hold that in. Hari Saita, says the Gemara di Suruhu. Problem is, Saita is also Isser. What's going on by the Saita? The Saita is a question. Was she Mezana or was she not Mezana? It's a Shaila Visavaheter. And Rab Tamchum Bar Chachi Noi, he Noki Ksiv. The Pasuk says that when the Kohen would talk to the Saita, a lot of Psukim, Vishmiya Oisa HaKohen, Va'omer Helo Isha. He would tell her, Im Lois Shachav Ish Oisach, Vem Lois Satis Tumatachas Ishech, if you're pure hinoki mimea morim hamorim moila. That's what he would say. Now, the Gemara says that the word hinoki is written chaser yud. It should have said hey yud nun kuf yud. It says hey nun kuf yud. There's no yud between the hey and the nun. And the reason is chinoki. It's as if it would have said chinoki. To tell me that it's true that if she's not guilty, if she's innocent, nothing's going to happen. But how do I know that if she's guilty, something's going to happen? It doesn't say it. But you know what it does say? It says hinoki, without the yud, miloshin henek, as in chenek. Chenek is the reference that if she's guilty, she's going to be chayv. Zok to Gemara, taima d'chsev hinoki, ho'lav ochi michal avat ha-shemeya, hen lo yamrinon. So you see, otherwise you wouldn't say michal avat ha-shemeya. Now who's the man that holds that you don't say michal avat ha-shemeya hen? It's Rameyer. And you see Rameyer says it not only by Mamin, even by Yisr. L'chura, our teretz falls off. Zok to Gemara, ela epoch, you're right. You can't say that. There's no chil between Mamin and Yisr. Because from Saiti you see there's no chilek. You have to say, Afilu Bisura Lesle, Rameyer doesn't hold Bechavat Hashemeya Hen by Mammon, that's why he holds you need tonight Kafel. He doesn't hold it by Yisr either, that's why you needed Chinoki in the Parsha of Saita. And if that's the case, that by Shvua Sa'edos, you would have to be clear as well, I am the Mishnah Rameyer Machayev, you have to say Epoch. I, Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak, we had the Messiah, they had the Messiah, that you're not supposed to be Mahapachit. I hear, what are you supposed to do? El Akasha, we have a Kasha. The only way to get at it is Kasha, is by saying the Maskali Ravino. Ravina said, it's not true. Is it possible to hold that by Issa you don't say Michal Avat Hashemeya Hen? Does Rameir going to hold that if a Kohen does the Avodah, Shtuye Yayin or Priye Roish, he's inebriated or his hair is too long, are you going to tell me he's not Chayiv Misa? Everyone holds you Chayiv Misa. But tonight it's a Stam Mishnah or it's a Brisa really. Elu Shebe Misa, Shtuye Yayin, Ufriye Roish. And there's no Rameir that argues. What does that have to do with anything? The Pasuk doesn't say anywhere that a Kohen does the Avodah, Shtuye Yayin and Priye Roish is Chayiv Misa. This is what the Pasuk says. Yayin v'sheicher al teish ata uvanecha itach. This is in Parsha Shmini after Misas Nadav Aviyu. Bevayachem lo imoyer v'loy samusu. If you won't drink and do the avodah, then you won't die. Oh, so what do you see from there? Michalav ata shemeyahen. But the problem is, you have to hold Michalav ata shemeyahen. If Rameir is Leslie Michalav ata shemeyahen, even by Isser, then how does he know shtuya yayin priyay roishar chayiv misa? Elo, you have to say what? You have to say that really Rameir is mechalik between Mamin and Isser. The problem is, if Rav Meir is mechalik between Mamin and Isser, then what's pshad in Soita? How come by Soita we needed Chinaki? I thought when it comes to Isser, there's no issue. So you have to held cup. You have to have all the balls in mind. We have Shavuos Ha'edos, we have Soita, we have Shtu Yayin and Priya Rosh, and we have tonight God of Nei Ruvain. Elo Zokta Gemara La'olam. Tepuch. Really, Tepuch. The Teretz is Tepuch. Meaning the only way to answer the kasha in our Mishnah is by saying that. Ki lesle b'mamayna b'isura isle. And there's a chilik between Mammon and Isser, but one second. The shani soita the isure de isbe mamayna. The chilik between soita is really treated like Mammon. What does it mean soita is treated like Mammon? Because although soita is Isser, but it's isure de isbe mamayna, I mean that it's isure de isbe mamayna, there Rameh is going to treat it as Mammon. And for that same price, we'll say Shfuas Eidus is also isure de isbe mamayna, and if it's isure de isbe mamayna, that's why Rameh is going to hold over here that the halacha is that you say michlal, you don't say michlal avat shemeya hen. This is Rameh shita that by mamin you don't say michlal avat shemeya hen. It's true if you had a regular iser such as shtuya yayin and frui roish, you would say michlal avat shemeya hen. But soit and shvuas edus are not regular iser. It's isurid isbe mamayna. Soit is isurid isbe mamayna because there's the ksuba at stake. Shvuas edus is isurid isbe mamayna because the only time you have the parsha shvuas edus is dafka if there was a tvias mamin. Either way, we're leaving some Geshmaka Torah on the table as it relates to the sugyas of Mechitas Hashem. So maybe we'll find some time to go into this. But for now, Hadron Allah, Shavuos Eidos.